Good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday morning. Oh, it's about just before 11 a.m. And what a beautiful day. The sun is out. It is definitely the middle of summer. And things are changing, though, in the gardens and in the air. You can feel that, oh, I guess it's a sort of summer laziness. And so if you are very busy and you're not feeling lazy at all, maybe I'm projecting. But this time of summer sometimes can really pull us into the earth in a good way. And I mean that by my own experience of feeling like I need two naps in one day. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. And sometimes that, for the busy mind that I can tend to have, and I know many of us can, sometimes taking a nap in the middle of the day seems unacceptable when there's so much to do. And I certainly can agree with both sides. However, yesterday I did succumb and had a nap and felt that warm breeze as I took in some spiritual literature and considered the great mystery of life. So today, as we come into our meditation time, there's so many things that are inspiring me today, and I want to share some of those with you inside of the great mystery in which we exist. Whenever I share these meditations with you, they are never premeditated, aside from perhaps an earlier thought or inspiration. I come to you clean and pure in my own, allowing the universe to speak through me and allowing myself to speak what is in my soul rather than what is in my mind intellectually. So it is in that spirit of mystery, of the divine unknowing, that I offer this to you today. And so we are here now in this moment in pure inspiration. So be with yours for a moment. Sometimes it's hard to notice inspiration if you are bound up or feeling tight or agitated. So take a moment to clear that away. Release all your breath. One of the greatest ways to clear is to take a nice deep inhale, intentionally pulling in life energy. Hold it at the top as if all of your stuff that you don't want anymore got bound up with your breath, and then let it go. We're going to do two more just like that. Take a nice deep inhale. Hold it up with what you'd like to release and let it go. Last time, clearest, cleanest breath ever. Inhale. Hold elegantly and release the same. And now, just like the butterfly travels, flitting through the sunshine, only to fall gently onto the nearest flower or leaf, let yourself do that with your attention. And we let ourselves be with it long enough to where it reveals to us what is meant to be seen in the great mystery. And so whatever arises, love that. Sometimes when we come to inspiration, fears and worries and concerns will be the dominant thinking, the dominant thing that we look at. So let it be there. Don't try to resist it or beat it or spiritually oppress it, but simply allow it to be there. Ill feelings towards other people or institutions or things, all of the stuff that we judge and then condemn ourselves for judging, let it be there. And maybe I just took you out of a nice little inspiration where that stuff didn't exist. Either way, now maybe you have a resentment against me. Let it be there. And this is the power of now, of being with what is. And so without having to do anything with that, what would you claim in this moment? And so we notice that our life is a choice and one ongoing now moment in which we are always choosing where we will place our attention, upon what flower we will land, and about how we will respond in our lives. Breathe through it, whatever it is. And while you're breathing, taking the time to notice your body sensations and where you are feeling it, your focus of attention. Relax your root, your base, and let yourself be heavy in your seat or wherever else you are. If you're standing, let yourself be heavy in your feet, rooted into Mother Earth. And if you're sitting, the same thing through the tailbone, the backs of the legs, and into the earth. Now please take a breath deeply into the root of your being. No need to hold that breath, just let it go again. And another time, breathe deeply into the very lowest, most part of you. Return to a natural breath. And notice again the entirety of your physical being. Relaxing through all of the bones and muscles, yet very alert through the spine, as if a great magnitude of energetic flow came from your sacral area at your tailbone, up and around the bones of your spine, through the crown of your head, and into the very heavens. Notice this alignment takes very little physical effort. It is an inside job, an inside working. Perfectly calm, relaxed, yet absolutely firm in our faith of the mysterious divine energy which runs through our being in every moment. Now, letting all this remain, bring your attention into your solar plexus. And this is often called the seat of wisdom. And it is also related to the sun. This solar plexus region has to do with assimilation, with digestion, and with wisdom. This is the place where we get a gut feeling about something. What is your gut feeling in this moment? What do you know that you can trust? And what do you see as error or falsehood or not truth? Here, notice what your breath does naturally. And purposefully let that expand within the depth of your own innate wisdom. Now we move the attention upwards as if the wisdom propels us into the love in our heart. And our heart is like a giant receptor and broadcasting station, sending and receiving pulses of electromagnetic information. Sometimes we seek to block off the information that comes in and to contain the information which is let to release. However, now, through the realization and the awareness of the wisdom of your soul, you no longer need to protect this. Instead, we let wisdom show us and guide us how to proceed. And this all works in a very mysterious manner within, well beyond our conscious awareness most of the time. God working as mystery in our being. Suddenly, we can notice the heart center emanating in all directions, not just in front and behind, but to the left and to the right, above and below, with you as the epicenter, sending and receiving. You can trust this. So we leave it and let it be as we move up now into the throat area, the throat chakra in the center of our power. Through our declaration of the spoken word, we are able to manifest our lives in ever better ways. So notice here what presents itself for you beyond intellectual thinking. From the wisdom of the solar plexus and the divine love of the heart, notice the throat. Can you feel a nearly primordial energy that wishes to express through these avenues? What does the deepest part of your heart wish to say? What does the deep wisdom of your eternal soul wish to express? And then speak out loud the sacred words, I am. Feel the power of that as you say again, I am. This is your ability to create your experience, your reality, your presence, and your offering. I am the great creative. I am love. I am loving, I am loved, I am free, no matter what my conditions appear to be. And as the Course in Miracles says, I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. So from the depth of wisdom, through the love of the heart, we speak from a place far beyond the body, materiality, form, and matter to bring those very things into a deeper awareness and even a deeper engagement. As we engage this now moment, perhaps differently than we ever have, there is much you can do with a focused I am. To complete this meditation, notice where your attention is right now. And has it come to the point of Christ consciousness between the eyebrows, the spiritual eye, the eye that becomes single when we are focused only upon the divine truth of our being, the first eye. Feel the channel open through the center of your being, from the earth to heaven, from the low to the high, from the in to the out, and from the above to the below. Linked with the harmony of the breath rhythm, in and out, pause and pause, the sacred dance of dark and light, yin and yang, in and out. Let the two now become one until you are unified with all that is in Christ consciousness. I am that I am. I am. I am that I am. I am. I am that I am. I am. recognize this as the now moment, your divine presence, the eternal I am. You can return here whenever you wish, in a single instant, for it is always the one single instant. I invite you to stay in this meditation for as long as you wish. The recording will simply stop and you can remain. And so I will leave you with a prayer of divine unity. I am one with you, sweet loving spirit. Thank you for the eternal gift of my life. Thank you for the choice in how I will proceed. I know in the depth of my being that you are always with me. And I am immeasurably grateful for your presence in my life, in my heart, and in the heart of the world itself. I am the Christ, pure and innocent. All is forgiven and released. And so it is. Amen.